Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Matthew Bailey. He's a graduate research assistant at Purdue University in Indiana. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about Campylobacter, which is a foodborne pathogen. Salmonella tends to get a lot of the headlines, but both Salmonella and Campylobacter have gotten a lot of headlines over the last year because of the new USDA FSIS part standards.
Yeah, it's every time new regulations are introduced, it's always going to be tough on the processors to meet those new guidelines.
And let's talk about the pathogen itself. Now, with Salmonella, this is a pathogen that starts in live production and then goes into processing. Is it the same case with Campylobacter?
Yes. So Campylobacter is it's a naturally occurring bacteria that lives on poultry. And so it will be something that's brought into the plant if you have a flock that's positive for it.
So tell us a little bit more about Campylobacter. Why is it so important to control it? I know it's a foodborne pathogen, but if it gets into the food chain, what can happen?
As you mentioned, Salmonella gets all the press or whatever, but Campylobacter is just as important as a foodborne pathogen. Causes a disease called campylobacteriosis, which in most cases is self-limiting. It causes all your basic food poisoning symptoms. But also in some cases can lead to systemic disease in the immunosuppressed people and can also cause diseases like Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Now, there's been a trend in the industry to go toward antibiotic-free or in some cases even organic. What does that do to the Campylobacter threshold in a poultry operation?
Not much, really. From what I see in my research, as long as processors are following adequate intervention steps, you end up with similar levels of Campylobacter in both organic and conventional, conventionally processed birds.
Now, your study was specifically with organic poultry, and organic poultry are, of course, organically raised, but also organically processed. How does organic processing differ from conventional?
The main difference is in types of antimicrobials that they're allowed to use. Always processors will apply some type of antimicrobial treatment to the birds in order to reduce bacterial loads. And with organic poultry, you have to use particular antimicrobials that are approved by the USDA.
And what sort of compounds would they be?
The most common one is parasitic acid.
So, Matthew, tell us a little bit about your research. First of all, what prompted you to look into Campylobacter in organic operations?
Yeah, so there's increasing popularity in organic products, especially recently. And just the idea that consumers think that organic is healthier, safer, that brings to mind some food safety some questions. And so I just wanted to look at some food pathogens and see what we actually find when we look at or we compare organic poultry to conventional poultry.
Matthew, let's talk about the structure of the study. Obviously, organic was involved, but you were also comparing it to conventional. Is this a plant that does both conventional and organic?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was one of the advantages of this plant is the fact that they process both organic and conventional birds. So we were able to look at both methods in the same facility.
And did you have any expectations going into the study as to what you might find?
I actually expected to see higher levels of campy in the organic birds, mainly because they were being transported from a longer distance, mm-hmm. Which gives a little bit more time for cross-contamination to take place. The birds are stressed. All of those can be factors that influence.
Sure. And was that the case?
No, actually, the birds coming into the plant, the conventional birds happen to have higher campy populations.
When they were coming in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what do you attribute that to?
I think that it's because the conventional birds were processed later in the day than the organic birds were. So the organic birds were always processed first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then when they finished with the organic birds, then the conventional birds go in. So that is a longer holding time for the conventional birds, and then possible cross-contamination from microbial buildup from processing the birds prior to the conventional ones.
So with the organic birds and the conventional, were they given two different types of treatments? I mean, just walk me through the specifics of the study.
Sure. So this plant used basically the same process for both conventional and organic birds. The only difference is that after the inside-outside bird washers, they have a online reprocessing step. And in the conventional birds, they used cetylpyridinium chloride, which is not it's not approved for organic use in organic products. So they replaced that with parasitic acid in the organic birds.
And so tell me about the outcome, the final results.
Yeah, so it was interesting. When the birds first came into the plant, conventional had higher campy levels. After the online reprocessing step, that was flipped, and organic had higher populations. But then after chill, they had the same populations. So we saw a reduction, a gradual reduction over time until finally at chill, you had the same populations in both organic and conventional birds.
So what were the takeaway messages?
The main takeaway message is that as long as the processor is following an adequate intervention steps, it doesn't matter if the birds were raised organically or not, you can still have similar reductions in Campylobacter load.